Hey, everybody. Welcome to Being Unapologetically You podcast. And in today's episode, we will talk with Chantel Cox about her story of discovering authenticity on her way to success. Chantel is a special educator, author, speaker, and transformation neurocoach who helps women experiencing life transitions create a new vision for themselves, reconnect with their passion and purpose, and turn their transition into their triumphant transformation. And you can find more of her information on her website, which is createalifeyoulovecoaching.com. And so here we are with Chantel. So Chantel, can you hear me? Because we're doing this live. So testing it out as we go. So let's see. So bear with us. You know, we all are doing this live. It is the first time that we're doing this live as well. And looking to see if she can hear me. Chantel, I'm not sure if you can hear me, if you're able to join. It says here on my side that you're connected. Enter the studio. Okay. Oh, Chantel, are you there?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, it's making me do it from my phone, so I don't have my speaker or anything quality set up. I apologize for that.
That's okay. I just hear a bit of a background. So I don't know if that's from me or from you. Maybe you just
It won't let me connect through my computer where I've got the Yeti mic and all the fancy things set up. So I'm just on my iPhone.
Okay, that's okay. Let's do what we can. And it sounds great now. I don't hear the echo anymore. So apologies to our audience for the little tech glitch on my side. And so
can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're coming in super loud and clear. And thank you so much, Chantel, for joining me today on this episode of Being Unapologetically You. And so for those of you who don't know, I did a quick introduction of Chantel earlier, but I wanted to go into a little bit more. Chantel is actually an author. She wrote the book Create a Life You Love, which is 10 Healthy Habits to Transform Your Life Now. And in this book, you share a personal transformation story and basically walk the reader through practical steps that they can implement in order to kickstart their own transformation. And you've also found or started your own coaching program called Create a Life You Love Coaching. And so I'd love for you to know, because Chantel, when you and I first spoke, I just thought there were so many similarities between the two of us that I wanted to have you on. And so that you can share your journey in terms of how you found success by being like by bringing yourself back to you. So if you don't mind just sharing a bit about yourself, I'd love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you. Perfect. Yes, thanks so much for having me. Super excited to connect with you again. So as you shared, I'm an author and transformation neurocoach. And my journey did not start with me being those things, obviously. 7.5 years ago, I left an abusive marriage and I had to completely rebuild myself and my life. And that had me embark on my own personal transformation journey. And as, you know, friends and family saw just such a difference in me and they saw I was more confident, healthy, happy, and just really not being the doormat that I had been most of my life prior to that, they started asking, you know, what did you do and how can I do it too? And as you also mentioned, I am a special educator. I'm still in my full-time position as a special educator. So I took my background knowledge and training and education and made little mini lessons and worksheets and started having some different friends kind of try some things out. As I was seeing it was working, then it kind of led to my book. And then the book led to the podcast and the all of that has led to me becoming a master certified neuro coach and opening my own coaching business.
That is so amazing. I mean, just talk about things falling into place the way that they're meant to be. And so, Chantel, I wanted just to kind of dig in a little bit in terms of what you had said before, because I think this is something that all of us can relate to, which is this concept of being a doormat and what, you know, kind of brought us to this place, right? And so before, what you mentioned was that your friends and family, those people who are close to you, saw the change of within you, right, from being a doormat into being somebody really stepping into their own power. And so one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, what do you think brought you to that place of being that doormat? What were the stories that you were taught as you were growing up that, you know, brought you to this belief that you had to please everybody around you and do what others had asked and kind of put yourself as a lesser priority?
Yeah, I grew up in an amazing, loving household. My parents are amazing and have helped me become the person that I am and been so supportive. But I definitely, you know, my dad was in the Army, and so the world revolved around his career. We moved every 2 years, like it or not, you know, so I was constantly the new kid. I was just born an introvert. I was very shy. I was like scared of my own shadow. And so I worked really hard to blend in and not be, you know, noticed too much. And then definitely a recovered people pleaser, you know, had to get the good grades, had to do anything I could to kind of make everybody happy. Wanted to be a peacemaker. I still am not a big fan of conflict, and I don't go seeking it out. I do have some coping skills now, being in various leadership roles where I can have those difficult conversations if needed, but it definitely still makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I think that just resonates with so many people too, right? As well as myself. I think that, you know, for me, I know that growing up, there was a concept of good girl versus bad girl, right? The good girl listened. I think also throughout childhood, we're kind of taught that we have to get the good grades. We have to listen to our parents, listen to our teachers, and all of this other stuff that I think we grow up with as knowing as normal behavior, right? Or as normal part of the growth process. And then as you are now coaching others, what are you seeing in terms of the transformation, the shifts in beliefs that are required in order for people to really step into this new part of themselves, right? Being able to really tap into their passion and their true purpose and not so much of what others have shared with them that they're supposed to be.
Yes, absolutely. So we are constantly receiving messages from the environment around us, whether it's the beliefs that our parents have brought in with them into adulthood from their childhood, and so how they view the world. It's the TV, the books we read, how our friends perceive the world. Everything is shaping and molding our subconscious. We're taking those messages, and our core values and identity is mostly formed by the age of 7. So then as an adult, when you're maybe not getting the results that you want, or you're not living a life that you love, then you get the opportunity to really reflect on what are those automated thoughts that my brain has just automated. You don't even think about it. You know, you're just 90% of your actions are driven by your subconscious. You are not even consciously thinking about 90% of the things that you do. So that ends up holding us back in things like, you know, I always wanted to be an educator growing up, and that's just what I wanted to do. Well, I've been ingrained that educators don't make a lot of money, and you do it for the love, and you do it for the light bulb moments with the kids. And, you know, making money is bad. Money is evil. Like, you know, it's selfish, all these things. And so that's not uncommon in a lot of people. And so really noticing that, being aware of that, and then asking yourself, is that serving me?
Right.
And if it's not, then we have the opportunity to rewire our neural networks and take some actions to get rid of those old stories and create what we want.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you have highlighted the ability that we all possess to be able to rewire our neural pathways, our habits, our beliefs, our thoughts. And I think that is such a key component and such a critical, I think, part of understanding our own ability to change our lives, right? In terms of really not having to follow rather than being able to step out to lead. And I think so many people, and I don't know if you've seen this in your coaching, but I think so many people just kind of go along with the flow and they forget that they have a part in this too, and that they have a leading part. They don't have just supporting roles in their own lives. Like, they are the lead in their own lives. And I think so many people forget that, or maybe they just don't realize it, you know, because they've been ingrained with all of the other stories and conditioning that has happened.
Absolutely. I love how you phrase that. I've not thought of it in that way, and I'm going to use that. I think it's very empowering, regardless of the words you use to describe it. It does give us a sense of ownership. You know, the only thing we can control in our life is our reaction to events.
Yes.
So, you know, COVID's rough. The world shutting down, all these variables that we can't control, that is tough. But how are you choosing to perceive it? How are you choosing to process it? How are you choosing to react to it? That's where you get to take your power back.
Yeah. And I love this concept of reacting versus responding, right? Because I think a reaction is great. I think people always say, oh, don't react. You want to respond. But if you react, I think that that's great too, because a reaction gives such a really good insight, gives each one of us a good insight into kind of areas that are still impacting us. You know, those things that we didn't think would affect us anymore, that they're still infecting us. Well, technically, I guess it is infecting us, right? Those things that are still within us that trigger us into a reaction. And so I love the fact that you've highlighted that as well, because when we look at the reaction, we're looking at parts of our neuropathways or our thinking that really hasn't shifted as much as perhaps we thought we had, or maybe it's another layer that requires additional shift. And one of the things that I keep looking at in this intro too is this neuro coach. And so, Chantel, can you share with us more about what this transformation neuro coach does and how it impacts into, you know, I think it's a lot of what we talked about, but more so in terms of how it works with other individuals?
Absolutely. So Dr. Shannon Irvin created the neuro coaching method, and she has her PhD in neuropsychology and has taken everything she learned from her studies and created the neurocoaching method, where you get to do some of that work that we were just talking about and highlighting, that really noticing what are your automated thoughts, deciding if they're serving you or not, and then going through a process of creating what you want to be there, and then a process of rewiring those neural pathways so that you can get out of your own way. And I did not write my book with the intent of being a coach or becoming a coach. As I shared, I'm an educator, and I'm very strong. That identity is very strong within me. And when I wrote the book, I had people that had bought it come to book signings and asked to hire me. And I just stared at them blankly. I'm like, hire me for what? Like, I don't understand. Like, what are these words coming out of your mouth? And then they said, you know, to be a coach. And I was just flabbergasted. I had no idea. I was like, this person is crazy. but oddly enough, at that time, my role was actually called an instructional coach. I had gone through coach training, and my day-to-day role was coaching special ed teachers in their practice. And so often, you know, I go in to observe and model a lesson, and then we're debriefing it after, and it would turn into a version of life coaching, because it wasn't the lesson that was stressing them out and overwhelming them, but they needed someone, a safe place to process some things and someone to help kind of reframe, you know, so we get so hard on ourselves. So if they're going down a spiral of, and I did this wrong and I did this wrong, it's like, well, time out. Let's focus on what you did right. Let's focus on the good things here and then build from there and figuring out what does success look like for you. And because we're like, it didn't go well. Well, what would going well look like? Well, I don't know. It just wasn't what I thought it would be. But we never took the time to think about what we wanted it to be, you know? Right. And so once I kind of had the realization of, oh, I'm already doing some of this, I started looking into various coaching certification programs. And there are a lot of options out there.
There are.
And coaching really is not a regulated industry. And so anybody, you know, I could be like, hey, I had a personal transformation. I wrote a book about it. I made a website. I'm a coach now. Pay me. Like, there's nobody saying I can't do that. And that's terrifying to me because I did not know and understand really all the coaching processes and procedures and how to actually make long-lasting change in someone. And you can actually do more harm than good if you don't know what you're doing. and so I did a lot of research on various coaching programs and found Dr. Shannon's program and was so excited to get accepted into the cohort that I did. And it's challenging, but it stretched me too. And so I've had like so many more transformations since the one from when I got divorced. And yeah, so it just really helps me to be able to listen to my clients' words and help them decipher, you know, what is the result that you want? What are the actions you need to take? And then what are those internal automated thoughts, emotions, and beliefs that are holding you back? Because those are what's guiding your decisions, which lead to your actions, which get you your results. So if you're not getting the results you're wanting, then we've got to go back to those automated thoughts.
Yeah. And I love the question that you had asked too, because it's a question that I often ask my clients as well. And what happens is that I get the same response and it's really amazing, right? It's what is success to you? Everybody wants to be successful, but nobody can answer. Well, very few people can answer what success means to them. And so it's such a great way, I think, you know, because this podcast is dedicated to like authenticity and being unapologetically authentic, right? And I think that we get caught up in a lot of the stories of what success is supposed to look like, that we start to chase those stories instead of really looking at and answering the question of what success means to each one of us individually. And I think even more so too, and I think you've demonstrated it in such a great way too, Chantel, is that the success is different at each different phase in our lives, right? So like when we were younger, it's about maybe schoolwork or getting into a certain university. And then when you graduate, maybe it's something to do with career. And then now in certain parts of our lives, maybe it is about like, you know, I think a lot more of us have that luxury of being able to go into finding what our passion and purpose is and really becoming who we were meant to be, right? From a person perspective, because we've been able to start, because we've been able to, you know, I'm thinking more of like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Like we have the food, we have our basic needs addressed. And then so now we have that quote unquote luxury of being able to say like, all right, what's next for us, right? And then so I think that is such a great question that you asked earlier, is what does success look like? And, you know, kind of questioning, like we've always, and I think as women, we tend to beat ourselves up a lot, right? With regards to, you know, things that didn't really look according to our expectations. And then I love how you ask the client, like, well, what did that look like to you? And they don't know, because a lot of us, we don't think, you know, we don't even know what it is that we look for, or what mm-hmm. defines it. So I think that's awesome. And then, so I don't know, Chantel, there's actually one listener that His or her name is Spicoli, and he says, "What's up?" And so we want to say hello to Spicoli. Thanks so much for joining us. And so if you are on with us, please, him. Yes. So thank you so much, Spicoli. Thank you for joining us. If you are on with us, please definitely say hello. Feel free to ask questions. It's always much more fun to be interactive, especially with these live podcasts. You know, we try to be as interactive as possible. So one of the things I actually wanted to ask you, Chantel, too, because I really wanted to just highlight how I've been able to find your how you've been able to find your success authentically. Is like, can you share with us some of the main steps in terms of the 10 steps that you highlighted in your book and how you were able to go through this process through your own authentic way?
Yeah. So I left my ex-husband on my 30th birthday. So happy birthday to me. About 6 months after that, I started really questioning, okay, so I've been given the second chance at life. What do I want to do with it? Because I was basically wasting it at that point. I was just a total hot mess. And so I was just doing some reflecting on what do I want to do with this second chance at life that I've been given. And picked up my first self-help personal development type book. I'd never really done any work like that. And so I just started reading everything I could get my hands on. And somebody mentioned a podcast and I'm like, what's that? So I start diving into the podcast world and listening to every podcast I can listen to and just taking in all the abundant information there is out there. And it got pretty overwhelming. You know, when you've got 20 different people telling you all these different things and ways to do it, and some people contradict each other. You know, one person says affirmations are good, another person says they're bad, they don't work. And you're like, I don't know what to believe. I don't know.
There's always, for every view you find, you can find an opposing view online, I feel like.
Absolutely. And so I did not have like that guide or anybody to say, well, first do this, then do this, then do this. And like these things build on each other and it's okay. Don't try to conquer everything all at once. You know, I started hearing about like morning routines and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get up like 5 hours earlier than I normally do all these things. And that's overwhelming. Kind of so yeah. therefore I'm going to sleep in 30 minutes later and really rush around and make my morning chaotic. So when I finally just took a pause and was like, okay, let's pick one thing. And so all these books and podcasts kept talking about the importance of gratitude. And people would talk about their little gratitude journals. And I would roll my eyes and be like, who has time for that? And how in the world is that going to help me? And these people they don't understand me and where I'm at, what I've been through. It worked for them because their life was perfect to start with, type of just all these negative thoughts going through my head, holding me back. It was my brain keeping me safe because I'd never done a gratitude journal. So when I'm trying to do something new, your brain sees it as unsafe and throws in barriers to keep you from doing those things. So when I finally worked through those and started just writing down three little bullet points of something I was grateful for every morning, the change happened so quickly and was so dramatic that I was just shocked. I'm like, wow. So what else have I been closed off to and not allowing myself to even try because I thought it was dorky or whatever.
Right. Because it was too woo-woo and out there, right? According to what everybody else is saying.
Exactly. And again, you know, I love my family. They're amazing. But growing up in a military household, I would hear things like, oh, you know, everybody just standing around holding hands, singing kumbaya. Like, you know, very like, we don't do those things. Like, rub some dirt on it and you're fine. And oh my gosh, like to even think about my dad saying things like that now as a retired colonel, like he's evolved quite a bit too over the years. It's just really start small. And then I built from there. you know, I wanted to be more active. So it really was these tiny, tiny little disciplined, consistent things that I started incorporating in my daily habits, just one little piece at a time, and built on top of that, that I didn't even see the transformation happening. That's it was awesome. Those looking in on me being like, what have you done?
Right. That's awesome. And that's, you know, and I think sometimes when the changes are small but big, we don't really notice it, right? Because we live it day to day. So it's great that other people were able to start seeing that because and bringing that to your attention, because sometimes we do it and we don't realize, you know, how much of an impact it's having in our lives. So that's awesome.
Absolutely.
And then, so I think, Spicoli, who's the listener that we said hello to before, is wondering if you would mind sharing how long ago did you get divorced? I know you said that you got divorced at when you turned 30. That was on your birthday. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if you're willing to share how long ago that was.
Yeah, we are coming up on 7.5 years.
Oh, congratulations! That's awesome.
Thank you.
Big life decisions, and I'm sure it took a lot of courage, as these life decisions often do. And so, Spicoli, thank you so much for your question. Well, I wanted to just see, Chantel, if there's anything else that you wanted to share with the audience with regards to finding success authentically. If there's any, you know, I love the advice that you gave with regards to being disciplined and consistent and taking those little baby steps, just even taking one step, right, can make such huge impact. So is there anything else that you wanted to share with the listeners with regards to finding success in their own way?
Yeah. Wherever you are, whatever is going on in your life, wherever you feel stuck, you are not stuck. You have the power to get unstuck, right? And so the first baby step of that is just acknowledging, like, I want something different. And then you can start doing the work to start creating, well, what do I want different? What might it look like? What is possible for me? And then once you create that really strong vision for yourself, that's the whole, you know, foundation of my coaching program, is unleashing a vision that you love and just really dreaming big. And then once you have that really strong vision and you do some activities to make your brain visualize it as if it's real and it's already happened, then your brain can start getting out of your way and allow you to do what needs to be done to make that vision your reality, because it's no longer seeing it as unfamiliar because you've made it so crystal clear.
I love that. I love that. And then Spicoli actually commented, that's great. You found your positive inner self in a short period of time. And I absolutely agree. So he actually said, keep it up. Thanks so much, Spicoli. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So why don't you share how to best find you? I know we had shared your website, which is createalifeyoulovecoaching.com, and that's all in one word. And how else can they find you? I think you're on Facebook and Instagram as well, right?
Yes. My Facebook page is Kalil Coaching, so C-A-L-Y-L for Create a Life You Love Coaching. And then I have a Facebook group. It's a free community called the Create a Life You Love community. So come hang out with us in there, introduce yourself. And on Instagram, I am Create a Life You Love Coaching, all lowercase, all one word. And I also have the Create a Life You Love podcast available on most major podcasting platforms.
That's awesome. Thank you so much again, Chantel. And I think we will call it here. And hold on one second. Let me just put my music on. So if you have enjoyed this episode of Being Unapologetically You, please like and share with those who you think could benefit from what we've talked about today. Sharing Chantel's story of how to find and her tips on how to find success authentically. And then we will see you guys next time. Thank you again. Bye, y'all.